Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
It's a long day living in Reseda. There's a freeway running to
Mr. Petty bringing us back, Thomas. And Heartbreakers, welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're having a great visit with Gary Moore, longtime original founding member of our Brain Trust. The new book is called Look Up America and Financial Insights for All Kinds of Folks. I encourage you to check it out. I have my autographed copy here. I encourage you to get yours. Gary, thanks again for being here. Financialseminary.com, right?
No, .org.
.org. I always forget that. Financialseminary.org, ladies and gentlemen. Check that out. So, Gary, we've been talking about this disconnect between, and it's not even just on Wall Street and Main Street anymore. There's a disconnect between different indexes on Wall Street. Gary explained earlier the Dow effect that's got us concerned. Here's the thing that's been bothering me, and that is that Main Street still hasn't fully recovered from 08. We're still, two-thirds of us are still trying to dig our way out. That's what the polling shows.
Yes.
And yet, if Wall Street crashes, it'll put us into another recession, and it'll be small businesses will be the one to take a hit. And guess what? Hey, folks, don't forget this. Before Wall Street crashes, the guys who've been benefiting from the run-up, they'll short it, and they'll make money on the way down while you and I go out of business. Gary, that's what's pissed. It makes me so mad. Go ahead. I gotta collect my. This is gonna happen, Gary. Would you agree or disagree with that?
Oh, Jim, that's bothering the entire country. You take a look back at what happened during the recession. You know that there's only, I think, one executive has gone to prison because of what happened during the Great Recession. During the SNL crisis, I think over 100 did.
That's right.
But the SEC's position these days is we're just going to fine you a whole bunch.
Did you know that the Justice Department actually said, I think it was came out of Holder's mouth, actually said, if we jail these people, it'll cause another panic. They actually let them off so it wouldn't cause another panic.
But think about what's
too big to jail. Not only too big to fail, too big to jail.
Follow the money, Jim. In essence, all of that, it's a record. Economists just did a study on it, the survey of the fines. It's helping balance the budget in Washington. Washington has a financial interest in these guys.
That's the oligarchy I've been talking about.
And you don't ever solve a problem. And who pays the fines then?
Who else is calling it an oligarchy besides me, Gary?
It's the shareholders' money. Well, I called it that in one of my previous books. That's why you and I like each other, Jim. We kind of see the world the same way.
You know, you said something earlier that I wanted to get you to expand on a little bit.
Yeah.
You talked about how I believe that we got people in charge of Wall Street right now. I mean, I say Wall Street, I mean corporate America. We got people in charge of corporate America right now who actually don't have the skill set to go back to the marketplace with investment. They're operators. They do not know how to invest in the marketplace. I think we've lost a generation of merchants, Gary. You know I've written about this.
Exactly.
What do you think?
Yes, absolutely. We've got financial engineers basically running most of corporate America. We have a few outstanding leaders, I think, who have vision. But, you know, we're not really investing in America. We're investing in paper, the stock market, the bond market, and so on.
Yep.
And that's our grandchildren are going to regret that, I think. Let me give you one indicator, by the way. I want all your people to start watching, Jim, and you too. It's called monetary velocity.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Fed today believes if it just pumps out enough money one way or another that everybody's going to go out and buy, and we're going to buy new homes, and everything's going to be hunky-dory. But, you know, they can pump the money out, but that doesn't make people borrow it and invest it particularly. Start new businesses and so on that generates true wealth. Monetary velocity today has been declining for ever since before the Great Recession, and it's still not turning up. And that's what that means. It's how often people use the money they have to go out and buy things, start businesses, and so on. What they're doing is we baby boomers in particular are looking at recession or at retirement without enough money, and I think we're just kind of hoarding it and saving it, putting it in this paper and all that.
Well, I will tell you this. Main Street small businesses, our balance sheets are better than they've ever been. That the one silver lining, because we've deleveraged and we've saved our money, we haven't borrowed more money, and they're right. We're not borrowing money now. We don't want the money that the loans have to borrow, and that's put the banks in a bind. They're going to start charging us negative interest. But that the point is that if anything will save us, it's our better balance sheets.
Yeah, but that's also, think about it, Jim, it's also what's kind of hurting the economy.
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
Yep, and we got to also come back. A big part of this problem, Gary, is negative, anti-business rhetoric and policies coming out of Washington.
Yeah, a lot of it is the problem.
That's a whole lot of it. Hey, Gary, good job today. Come back soon.
All right, buddy.
Take care. Of yourself. Gary Moore, ladies and gentlemen, financialseminary.org. Please check that out. The book is called Look Up America. That's his new one. You'll like it. I got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.